Hello, Coshocton County. The past week has been a bit gloomy and has slowed our harvest across the region. Although some corn is being harvested around the county around our misty rains we have been receiving. Our gloomy weather and the time change this weekend are clear indications that fall is in the home stretch and winter is right around the corner. This is the time of year when we start predicting what the upcoming weather will be like for winter. Will it be cold? Snowy? Or does climate change mean that we will be warmer? As we make our predictions, some may turn to their trusted weatherman, or others will grab the latest copy of the Farmer's Almanac. But others, especially those who remember legendary meteorologist Dick Goddard from Cleveland, who founded the Woolly Bear Festival back in 1973, will turn to the woolly bear caterpillars to make their predictions. According to folklore, the woolly bear caterpillar can predict the upcoming winter. So can woolly bears really predict the winter weather? Just this past week, Dr. Joe Boggs from OSU Extension wrote an article on the woolly bears and tackled this subject. So today I would like to share some background on woolly bear caterpillars. Woolly bears are the caterpillar stage of the medium-sized moss known as tiger moss. The caterpillars are so named because of their short, stiff bristles. The sharp-pointed bristles serve to defend the caterpillars. However, they are not stinging hairs. They do not inject any venom. Woolly bears will roll themselves up into a tight ball when disturbed to bear their defensive bristles. Their resemblance to hedgehogs is referenced by the alternative common name hedgehog caterpillars. You may see this defensive posture in response to various wasps, such as yellow jackets, that attack and feed on these caterpillars. Four of the most common woolly bear species found in Ohio are the banded woolly bear, which develops into the Isabella tiger moth, the yellow woolly bear, which develops into the Virginia tiger moth, the salt marsh caterpillar, which develops into the salt marsh tiger moth, and the giant leopard moth caterpillar. These four species of woolly bear moths have two generations per season in Ohio, with the largest number of caterpillars occurring in the second generation. This is one reason why we typically see more caterpillars in the fall. Of course, the other reason is that their mass fall crawlabouts in search of protected winter quarters commonly bring them out onto our hiking trails, sidewalks, roads, and up on the sides of our homes and other structures. So, can the woolly bears really predict winter weather? The banded woolly bear is a species which is most often referenced as the official predictor of winter weather because of one obvious reason. It's banded. According to folklore, the greater the amount of black on the banded woolly bear, the more severe the winter weather will be. Also, the position of the widest dark bands predicts which part of the winter will be the coldest. If the dark band is widest at the head end, the beginning of the winter will be severe. If the dark band is widest at the tail end of the caterpillar, winter will go out like a lion. The predictive ability of the caterpillars is further fine-tuned by reading the 13 segments of the caterpillar's body, which are said to correspond to the 13 weeks of winter. While Dick Goddard was a long champion of the woolly bear, the predictive nature can be traced back to Dr. Charles Howard Curran, a noted entomologist from New York City, who first predicted the winter's weather by looking at 15 woolly bear caterpillars back in 1948. As you can guess, that more rigorous research has debunked the winter weather prediction value of banded woolly bears. The caterpillars commonly show high variability in their coloration based on their age, food sources, and moisture levels in the areas where they develop. So there you have it. Just like meteorologists and the Farmer's Almanac, we can't fully trust woolly bear caterpillars to predict our winter weather. However, if you want to read Dr. Boggs' complete article on woolly bears, it can be found on the Coshocton County OSU Extension Facebook page, and it is also featured in today's Coshocton County Agriculture and Natural Resource newsletter. In closing, at OSU Extension, we are proud to work for Coshocton County to help improve our families, farms, and businesses. Please feel free to contact the OSU Extension office in Coshocton County for more information at 740-622-2265 or visit us on the website at coshocton.osu.edu. This is David Marison, OSU Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources, wishing you a good and safe day.